There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We will get back to some Cavs talk, probably in the 4 o'clock hour there, after Pete Futek, who's coming up at 4 o'clock. But your Cleveland Browns are 2-7. We are on the bye, and that means we heard from Andrew Berry earlier. That was yesterday. It was about a full, brisk 30-minute press conference where there was a lot of things going on there, but not a lot of them were the truth. But to talk about that, the state of the Browns, what the next 8 games represent, we welcome on. You know him usually from Tuesdays at 5:20. This week we've got him at 3 o'clock here. Albert Breer, the MMQB on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hey, Albert, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. Sorry about the delay, the mix-up, all of it this week. It's been my kid turned 10, so we took him to Arrowhead on Monday night for the game. So my travel schedule is a little weird this week and not for work reasons. So. But I'm here. I'm here and ready to roll.
No worries at all. We gotta start with how, like, was it everything he wanted it to be? Because it sounds like the coolest trip a 10-year-old could have.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, my 10-year-old spoiled, so he's a little upset when he couldn't go right over to Mahomes and say hello. but other than that, it was great. It was great for me too. Actually, you know, I probably haven't sat in the stands at an NFL game since, like, I don't know, like more than 20 years ago. So, like, from that standpoint, like, that was kind of cool. You know what I mean? Like, I put up on social media, like, I legitimately have not had a beer at an NFL game since my, like, early 20s. So, yeah, that was it was a cool experience to get to do that again just because it had been so long.
Albert, you are Mr. NFL. You're on top of everything here. We heard from Andrew Berry yesterday. Obviously, when you're 2-7, these conversations begin. Are rumors swirling around the NFL about what's going to go on in Cleveland, or there's still kind of the perception that change will be minimal?
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, at least, you know, from my standpoint and knowing what I know, you know, I have not heard Cleveland come up much as far as a team can make a change. And they're, you're right, like, this is the time of year when you start to hear that stuff, but just asking around, and again, like, it's early, so, you know, you never know. But to this point, I have not heard anything about any change happening in Cleveland, no.
What'd you make of Andrew Berry speaking yesterday? I think a lot of people left a little disappointed that he basically did a lot of things that Stefanski does, a lot of non-answers, essentially, but it directly asked if the trade for Watson was a good one, and he couldn't really even answer that either. Like, should there have been more accountability there?
I mean, we always scream for it, you know what I mean? Like, and the fans always scream for it. You know, I think it's easier to answer that question if you're Andrew Berry, if he's not in the building anymore. I mean, if you say, yeah, that was a horrible trade, my bad, you know what I mean? Like, you know, then, you know, A, what are you saying to other teams? Like, that at some point might want to acquire him. I know that's unlikely, but at some point might want to acquire him. And what are you saying that to Deshaun himself? You know, like, you can't really do that. So I understand, like, you know, like, the trade looks really bad. And, you know, I would think that if it doesn't get better at some point, there will be a place and a time to take accountability. I just don't know that it was in this setting, you know, like with Watson still on the roster and coming back from a torn Achilles.
Albert, what do the next 8 games represent for the Cleveland Browns?
I think part of it's like just the direction of the organization. You know, like they have a core in place and guys that are right in the prime of their careers. So, you know, like I think it could be as heavy as the direction of the team. You know, you've invested in Myles Garrett, you've invested in Denzel Ward, you've invested in some of the guys in your offensive line, Jack Conklin, Joel Bitonio, Neil Whiteteller. You've invested in Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoa. You've got players on your roster that are in the prime of their careers where it's like, okay, like this is our core, and you've paid them as such. So, you know, like what does that look like going forward? You know, what does it look like going forward with your receivers, with Elijah Moore and Jerry Jeudy, and how does that color what you do at the position going forward? Jedrick Wills is here, left tackle of the future. Like there are still, I'd say, a lot of questions that need to be answered, you know, and most of it, you know, involves the direction of the core in place, the direction of the franchise. And, you know, that stuff can look a lot different in 2 months' time, you know, so we're going to get to see it in a different context with Jameis as the quarterback and, you know, without a searing spotlight on them from a national perspective, at least. And so it'll be interesting to see sort of how the next couple of months can color the future of the franchise. I don't think anybody's under the illusion that they're making the playoffs now.
Albert Breer of the MMQB on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Andrew Berry yesterday put a lot on the next 8 games. That's where his focus is. So just if we play the extremes here, what do you think the difference is for the Browns from 8-0 to maybe 0-8?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I mean, the quarterback play for one. And then I think health on the offensive line would be the second piece. You know, they were able to manage it last year, but they had a unicorn offensive line coach in Bill Callahan. You know, and I think Andy Dickerson's qualified and a good offensive line coach. But, like, some of the stuff that Callahan did that last year with, you know, their fourth and fifth tackles is off the charts, you know. So I think, you know, better health in the offensive line, what you're seeing from the quarterback, you know, like those would be the top two things for me. You know, and then I think defensively, there's still like the pieces in place for you to play at a high level. So, you know, again, health. Denzel Ward, can he stay on the field? You know, Myles Garrett, what sort of production are you getting out of him? So, there is like a few different things that I think you're looking at that could be the difference between you know, going on a run and at least making like the rest of the season a conversation point for people there versus just being DOA and playing for a draft pick.
If a lot of the core is there, what does next season look like to you? Is it more likely you draft a quarterback, or is it more likely you say, hey, Justin Fields, let's give this a go because we have a lot of the pieces in place?
Yeah, I mean, it could be one of two things. You know, like you could do both, like Minnesota did both. But, I think you're going to have to add, like now, Watson, probably still on the roster just because of the contract. So, you know, I think what you want to do is create a competitive situation for him. And so, I think you bring in or try to bring in an economical veteran that has upside. So, because you don't need to bring in I don't know what the positive would be in bringing in I know he's not in the league anymore, but a Chase Daniel type, mm-hmm. a Josh McCown type. So I think you either draft one high in the first round, which, then you have him under cost control, or you try to find an economical option, a guy who, a Daniel Jones, somebody who you could see has some upside and can really compete. And maybe it does better with a fresh start for himself. Maybe gives you the chance to get what Tampa got out of Baker Mayfield last year, or what Minnesota is getting out of Sam Darnold this year. So I think it's one or the other. It's either, if it's me at least, it's either the high end reclamation project, a guy with talent that maybe benefits from a change of scenery, or you spend, your first round pick to go and get one.
I know that this is dramatically early, but it is mock draft season for some right now. If the Browns do go the quarterback route, and kind of what you've heard about how people feel about the 2025 NFL quarterback class, is their perception on if there is a franchise quarterback or two in this class or not?
Well, I may be mistaken, but I think mock draft season starts in Cleveland around this time, usually, right?
Historically, yeah.
I would say it's not seen as a very good class at all. Can that change? Yes. Can a guy get pushed up because there isn't one and somebody's going to manufacture one in their head? Yes. I would be surprised if we get to April and we're not saying that the first three quarterbacks in last year's draft would be the first three quarterbacks in this year's draft. Does that make sense the way I'm saying that? I think if you plug Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, or Drake May into this year's class, not based on what we've seen from them, but just based on what they were last April, I think each one of them would probably be the number one overall pick in this year's draft. How do you look at Shedeur Sanders versus those guys? How do you look at Carson Beck versus those guys? Beck has not had a great year. How do you look at Jackson Dart? I think some people believe he's more of a second round pick than a first round pick, but that can change too. I think those are the questions we're asking. And again, you guys know about being in a bad situation with quarterbacks. Well, one really bad one is when you overdraft one, and now you're not taking one for a few years because you're letting a kid who can't play develop, So, that's why I think, to some degree, if you don't feel great about the quarterback class, you might be better off just sitting there and trying to find your version of Sam Darnold. Because at the very least then, that guy's probably coming on a one-year deal. So it's not like you're tethering your organization to anybody going forward. If it works, it works. And if it doesn't, you can walk away.
Yeah, Albert, it sounds like then, in that instance, if it's a Sam Darnold type, and Sam Darnold's a complete outlier in this scenario, because I think the Vikings still have deep postseason aspirations, but more people than not, you would be saying, we're not going to win a Super Bowl next year. We're not going to be a competitive football team. Maybe we win 8 games. Maybe we win 9. And then you try to draft the quarterback the following year? That seems tough for a lot of the fans, I would imagine.
It's hard, yeah, and that's the tough part is, you don't ever want to be drafting in the top 5, right, because that means you're really bad. So, with the roster they have, the history they have, making the playoffs in 2 of the last 4 years, that's definitely, something you have to consider is, we don't plan to be picking this high again. So you do have to take a really hard look at the quarterbacks, and I think that's why – depending on where they pick, and if they wind up with a top 5 pick, that's why it's going to be incumbent on Andrew Berry and his staff and Kevin Stefanski and his staff to be involved in this too. You dive right in on the quarterback. So at least the study of them is done before the start of free agency. So you know what, again, a Daniel Jones or a Sam Darnold or whoever else, what those guys look like versus the quarterbacks who are coming out. The amazing thing about it is, guys, you think about this, right? So, generally in these situations, the veteran quarterback will be less talented than the highly drafted rookie, right? Well, in Denver, you have Bo Nix, who is the 12th overall But you have, and his backup, like the reclamation project, there's Zach Wilson, who was a second round, who was a second overall pick, right? Same thing in Minnesota. You have J.J. McCarthy, who was a 10th overall pick. And then the reclamation project there was Sam Darnold, who's the 3rd overall pick. So, like, you could legitimately be walking into a situation like that saying the more talented kid is the reclamation project, not the rookie, you know? So, like, that's why I think it's important. You know, I think it's going to be important for the Browns, assuming nothing else really changes, to take a really, really hard early look at the quarterbacks. And I'm sure they're getting out and seeing them now. To have an idea of like, okay, like if we don't go and get Sam Darnold or Daniel Jones, where are we left with in a draft? You don't want to be left with like, oh yeah, like we passed on them because we're like starting our draft work on these kids in the top five, and now we don't think any of the kids in the top five can really play.
Albert, excellent stuff as always, buddy. We appreciate you. It's great to hear from you, and that's a really cool thing you did for your 10-year-old there, buddy. Thanks. Great to hear.
I'm trying. I'm trying not to be a complete deadbeat, so I appreciate that, guys. Thank
right,
you.
Right there with you, buddy. Thank you so much. Albert Breer, MMQB on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. The quarterback conundrum that, honestly, I just don't know how you solve. Next on 92.3 The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.